Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashoka Buildcon Limited earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Riya. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, I extend a warm welcome to all of you to the Q3 FY24 and 9-month FY24 earnings call of Ashoka Buildcon. For the call from the management, we have Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director of the company, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO of the company, with us. They'll share their views on the recent performance, the way forward, and then we'll open the floor for an interactive Q&A. With this, I hand the floor over to the management for their opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Prem. Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. On behalf of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone joining us today to discuss our business and financial results for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023. On this call, I have Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO of Ashoka Buildcon Limited, and SGA, our investor relations advisor. Let me begin by giving a few relevant economic and sectoral news. The 2.7% hike in the budgetary allocation of road transport and highways, though small, comes on a high base and will be committed towards ongoing projects. While the fresh developments will come in the form of private sector as envisaged by the government estimates that infrastructure expenditure has a multiplier effect of 2.45 times on the GDP in the year of capital expenditure and 3.14 in the next year. The outlay of 11.11 lakh crores for infrastructure in FY25, the availability of long-term interest-free capital expenditure loans, and the implementation of 3 new railway economic corridor programs, as announced in the budget, will hold the sector in good stead. The ministry has constructed 6,216 kilometers of national highway up to December 2023. In ongoing fiscal, as compared to 5,774 kilometers constructed in the year ago. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways is aiming to create a national record by constructing 13,813 kilometers of highway in the current fiscal year. The Road Transport and Highway Ministry will construct 14 new expressways and high-speed corridors under PPP model, totaling to 2279 kilometers with an investment of 1.3 lakh crore. Efforts by ministry are in progress of implementing agencies to expedite reconstruction activities like land acquisition, regulatory clearances of environment, forest, wildlife, and no objection certificates from different authorities through frequent and proactive coordination with the state government and other concerned authorities so as to improve the progress in awarding of the contracts. Now on projects front, let me share. In the month of October 2023, company has received letter of award for power distribution infrastructure development project of rupees 125 crores on Osmanabad from Maharashtra State Electricity Distribution Company Limited in the month of October 2023. whereas we have won EPC orders in the past few months. First, in construction of cable stay bridge in Khammam, Telangana, for total consideration of 146 crores from Government of Telangana Roads and Building Department. Secondly, company has received letter of acceptance from CIDCO for design and construction of steel bridge for eastern connectivity for Navi Mumbai International Airport in joint venture for total consideration of 662.55 crores. Ashoka Buildcon has 51% share in this joint venture, that is 337.9 crores. Also, company has received letter of award for the project of 6th laning of Aurangabad Bihar Jharkhand border section of NH2 in the state of Bihar under Bharatmala EPC mode for a total consideration of 520 crores. Additional on current projects, company has received certificate of COD for HAM project of NHI in October 2023 for 4 laning of Tumkur Shivamogga section in Karnataka. Package 3. Whereas for Package 1, Tumkur Shivamogga section, company has received COD for stretch of further 7.55 km on November 21, 2023, in addition to the earlier stretch of 34.73 km, which was received in October 26, 2021. That is the first COD, and as the SPV is eligible for receipt of annuity payments from NHI for the additional portion of the first COD date itself. On asset monetization part, subsequent to the share purchase agreement signed by Mahanagar Gas Limited with Unison Enviro Private Limited and its shareholders, Ashoka Buildcon Limited and an investment fund managed by Morgan Stanley India Infrastructure for acquisition of 100% stake of ABL and MS2 in UEPL, the transaction process has been completed. The deal has been closed at a final equity consideration of 562.09 crores, out of which company has received rupees 286.67 crores for its 51% stake. The company and its subsidiary Ashoka Construction Limited are making progress towards the divestment of their entire stake in specific subsidiaries that are awarded by NHI for the construction or operation of road projects on HAM and BOT basis. Considering the high likelihood that the sale will be finalized within the following 12 months, these completed project assets and liabilities continue to be classified as held for sale. Coming to the order book, as on 31st December 2023, our balance order book stands at INR 13,167 crores. The breakup of the order book is for the roads and railway projects comprise around 6,816 crores, which is 52% of the total order book. Among the road order book projects, HAM projects are to the tune of 1,188 crores. And EPC road projects are worth 4,475 crores. Railway is around 1,153 crores. Power T&D accounts for around 5,573 crores, which is approximately 42% of the total order book. The total EPC building segment is INR 746 crores, which is 6% of total order book, and EPC work of CGD business comprises of around 32 crores. Order book as on date is 14,171 crores. Allow me to reiterate that our primary focus remains on maintaining sustainable EPC business in segments encompassing highways, railways, power transmission and distribution, as well as buildings. This is all from my side. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to one and all present on this call. The results investors presentation and the press release have been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I'm sure you must have had a time to go through the same. Now I will present the financial results for the quarter and 9 months ended 31st December 2023. Starting with the standalone numbers, the total income for Q3 FY24 stood at INR 2,162 crores as compared to INR 1,590 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, registering a growth of 36%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 205 crores with EBITDA margin of 9.5%. The reported PBT stood at INR 115 crores and PAT at INR 87 crores. Revenue from contractual projects contributed to 97% of the total income in Q3 FY24, whereas out of the total contractual revenue, road EPC contributed 56%, power EPC contributed 32%, and other segments such as railways, buildings, EPC and others, CGD, contributed 12%. For 9 months FY24, the total income stood at INR 5,309 crores as compared to INR 4,410 crores in the corresponding period last year, registering a growth of 20%. EBITDA for the period stood at INR 473 crores with EBITDA margins of 8.9%. The reported PBT stood at INR 232 crores and PAT is INR 174 crores. Our debt to equity stood at 0.37 as of 31st December 2023. Coming to the consolidated results, the total income for Q3 FY24 grew by 35% year-on-year to INR 2,699 crores as compared to INR 1,996 crores in Q3 FY23. EBITDA stood at INR 639 crores for Q3 FY24 with a margin of 23.7%. Reported profit after tax stood at INR 110 crores in Q3 FY24. For 9 months FY24, the total income stood at INR 6867 crores as compared to INR 5757 crores in the corresponding period last year, registering a growth of 19%. EBITDA for the period stood at INR 1737 crores with EBITDA margins of 25.3%. The reported PBT stood at INR 453 crores and PAT at INR 301 crores. Total consolidated debt as on 31st December 2023 stood at INR 6,920 crores, of which project debt is INR 5,718 crores. NCD stood at INR 100 crores at ACL level. The standalone debt is at INR 1,103 crores, which comprises of INR 224 crores of equipment and term loan and INR 878 crores of working capital loan. Towards our BOT division, during Q3 FY24, it recorded a gross total collection of INR 314 crores as against INR 282 crores in Q3 FY23, whereas in 9 months FY24, it recorded a gross total collection of INR 918 crores as against 818 crores in 9 months FY23, recording a growth of 12%. With this, we now open the floor for questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Jiten Rushi from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Sir, can you give us a revenue breakup among the sectors in roads and EPC and other?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah. So for Q3 FY24, the road revenue was 1,166 crores.
Okay.
For power, it was 659 crores.
Okay. Yeah.
For railway, it was 164 crores.
Uh-huh.
For buildings, it was 81 crores. Another 17 crores was pertaining to other businesses like CGD and others.
For 9 months, if possible?
For 9 months, on a total, for roads, 3,194 crores. For power, 1,184 crores. For railway, 487 crores.
Okay.
Buildings, 174 crores.
Okay.
For other businesses, 61 crores.
Sir, do we have something, which you can compare to last year, if possible to share here?
Pardon?
If you have the last year's same quarter-
Yeah.
and 9 months number, if it is possible to share here. Yeah, please.
Yeah, I can give that number.
Yes.
For roads, the number for last year was 2022-23 was 2,982 crores.
Okay.
Power was 452 crores. Railway was 476 crores. Buildings was 88 crores. And other projects was 155 crores.
This is for the full year, right, sir?
Yeah, and this is for 9 months.
9 months. Okay. Nine.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, in terms of the guidance, for this year and next year, the revenue and EBITDA and inflow, and so can you just throw some light on that, sir?
So as we have been discussing, in the past calls also, the EBITDA margins have been low for the past few quarters, but we expect by Q1, Q2, EBITDA should improve by 1-1.5% at least, and then stabilize around 11-11.5%.
In terms of guidance on the top line?
So for this year, approximately, as we have seen, like, around, we maintain a growth, try to maintain a growth of 15%-20%. It's already for the 9 months, it is 20%. Should be able to take that, but.
Sir, any outstanding bid pipeline which you are targeting for next 2 months, if at all, and the inflow for this year, final inflow you are targeting, and probably next year in terms of inflow, if you can throw some light on this?
Yes, so there are bids already submitted, which are yet to open, are around 13,000 crore, and there is a bid pipeline of around 95,000 crore, which will be lined up to bid. But we don't know when elections will be declared and when we will have block on bidding.
Okay.
So bidding still may happen, but then award may not happen during election session.
Election time. So basically, the 13,000 crore, I'm assuming, is from the road sector and 95 also, or there's a mix of roads and the railway?
13,000 is road sector.
This 95,000 also is roads?
Yeah, 95 also road.
Sir, any guidance in terms of inflows for next year, if possible?
Guidance will all depend upon elections. Like, you know, they may flow up into Q1. So end of Q1 and Q2, we see visibility of getting good orders. So we should-
I have more question. I'll fall back in the queue. Thank you, and all the best.
Sure.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Deepesh Agarwal from UTI AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is on, if I look at, our T&D segment, the order book is actually trending downwards, and, though there is a good, ordering in the sector. So any reason why we are not actually taking much order on the T&D side, despite these strong, tailwinds in the industry?
In fact, we have bagged good orders in T&D.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sequentially, it is.
Huh?
So sequentially, the order book is going down, despite a stronger ordering in the sector.
No, sequentially we have gone up in T&D section.
Okay.
What we bagged two quarters or before would add up to a good number.
Okay. Okay. The other question is actually there could be a lot of BOT projects which may come up in next 1 or 2 years. So would we be open to the BOT projects?
Yes, we are looking at BOT projects seriously and we are participating in the upcoming projects.
Sure. And sir, we in the past we have executed one renewable project, a solar EPC project. Given that a lot of orders are likely to come in for solar, would we be again actually going looking at those kinds of projects?
Yeah, so earlier solar project was with fixed price for modules. Now projects are coming up with balance of cost, like modules are being supplied by the employer. Or they are giving escalation on modules. So those kind of project where escalation will be given, definitely we are looking at those EPC as we have a team in place now.
Sure. And sir, lastly, if you can update us on the monetization of different assets and also once the monetization is done, what is thought process in terms of the usage of the proceeds?
Yeah, so on the monetization of assets, we have typically 11 HAM projects which are on the board and 5 BOT projects which are on the board, which are in the process of various stages of either diligence, binding offer or at SPA execution stage. So we expect the HAM projects SPA to be signed off in by before this year end and by Q1 between Q1 and Q2 to get monetization of at least 50% of the assets during then and the balance in the balance period. On the BOT projects, we are in discussion with potential investors for binding offer and we expect to freeze on them in near future in couple of months time and so then go into documentation and closure of the transition. On the Jaora-Nayagaon project, we are already in discussion with the we have applied to the implementing agency for the NOC for transfer of shares. In the Chennai Aura project, we are in the process of acquiring the 50% stake which is held by our partner. Once that is acquired, we will be in a position to sell the same. Then on the last asset, that is the Mahanagar, the CGD business which we had, we have already told that we have already monetized the asset. The sale proceeds was credited in January end. So that transaction is over, where we realized 286 crores. So this is on in the nutshell for monetization of assets.
So fair to say in next 6 months all the 4 pending transactions would get completed?
Not from a closing perspective but definitely, reasonably from a signing up with a potential investor.
Okay, sure. And sir, any thought process what we will do with the cash because you will receive a substantial amount of cash?
So the partly money will be utilized to give the exit to SBI Macquarie, which is pending. Second part of the money will also be used to reduce debt on the standalone level of ABL. Otherwise, there is not really much debt otherwise. And the balance as in when it comes, we can decide to utilize the money for newer projects or for the benefit of the investors.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, when I got a backlog and a that you have. So basically, sir, my question is that we have an order backlog which may not be from the execution book bill perspective, not more than 2x. And given a strong execution in FY24, do you think FY25 will be a flattish year? Because the model code of conduct will be there at least till the end of May. So an order inflow will also be very unlikely, even if it comes through the letter of award may not happen. So do you think the execution would be like a flattish growth in next year?
Not really. We are hopeful of getting orders in Q2, and definitely we'll start execution on that in second half. So we'll try to keep up with the pace what we are doing now.
Okay. So my second question is to do with the normalization of the margins, EBITDA margins. When can we expect that double-digit number to be back?
So as we have been speaking in the past also, we expect by Q1 and Q2, either of these quarters, Q1 or Q2, we should be in the double-digit, around 10% EBITDA margins and above.
Sure. And my final question will be on the plan to go back to the BOT road projects. So do we have any, a plan where we have an arrangement with a potential fund or an investor to partly finance the project? Because all these BOT projects will require 30% of equity. It will be quite cash guzzler or maybe at least capital intensive in the beginning part. So how do we plan to do those capital allocation part?
So we are in discussion with various investors, but we have not finalized any arrangement yet.
Oh, got it, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akhilesh B, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Congratulations on a good performance. Sir, my question is, what is the current outstanding liability we have to SBI Macquarie with all the accrued carry, etc., as on 31st December?
Approximately 1370 crores.
And are we accruing any more carry on this? I think 8% you had mentioned earlier. What is the mechanism?
We're at 9%, and then the next quarter at 10%. So for this quarter at 9%, December quarter, and for March quarter at 10%. But it is all capped for 15-26%.
Sorry, it is capped for, can you explain that, please?
1,526 crores.
So that will be the upper limit. Beyond that, our liability will not increase.
Correct.
And sir, have you given any thought to the water EPC segment? Is there any reason we cannot get into this segment? There seem to be substantially better margins in that segment compared to our existing segment.
So water EPC, we are already executing one project for Mumbai Municipal Corporation, and we are very much in this segment. So all the treatment plants and water treatment works, we are participating now.
Okay, so we may do it in a bigger way in the
future. EPC player with railways, power, buildings, and water EPC.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Kaval from Summer Wealth. Please go ahead. Kaval, sir, your line has been unmuted.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
So my question is, how does the company intend to deploy the same amount from the sale of equity to NBL? Like, will the funds be allocated to any specific road or railway project?
Could not hear the last part, madam. Could you repeat?
Yes, sir. I'm saying, what does the company intend to deploy the received amount from the sale of equity stakes to NGOs, as will the funds be allocated for any specific road or railway or EPC sector or project?
So this is the opportunities as they are coming. So as we have already spoken, there are BOT opportunities which have come up. Part of it could be utilized for investment in BOT projects to a certain extent. So it will all depend on the opportunities which will come up in the next 12 to 18 months.
Okay, got it, sir. So my next question is there any CapEx plan for the next year?
Is there any?
I said, is there any CapEx plan for the next year?
So that is a continuous process for every year. CapEx is there. Machineries are bought every year. So approximately in the range of 60 to 100 crores is a general CapEx plan for equipment and machinery.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. Next question is from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. Just wanted to ask, there have been, you know, last 2-3 years we've had a foray into NHAI. Now the trend is going more towards BOT. What's the kind of margin can we expect? And it seems earlier BOT was not such a popular, you know, concept for construction companies, but now companies are open to take BOT road projects. I'd like to understand what sort of margin you expect from BOT vis-a-vis NHAI, because the model is very different. Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, so I understand you want a margin on a BOT project.
BOT project means like
BOT. BOT project, right?
Road project.
See, as a concept, a BOT projects are a EPC plus asset holding capacity. In a BOT project, definitely both aspects are differently looked at. The EPC margins are what we generally target at. And then we'll have to have a patience on the capital invested to amortize the returns over a period of the concession life or to be able to monetize the asset. So they are differently, they give different opportunities vis-a-vis an EPC, but it definitely covers the EPC ability to do the transition, to do the business.
But is that covered? I mean, like, I just wanted to have a ballpark figure in terms of, like, if it was X in NHI, do you expect 1.5% X? At least some sort of margin must be there in BOT, which would actually encourage the construction companies to pick up BOT projects. I mean, just to understand, because going forward, we'll have more of BOT projects rather than NHAI. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so basically, the EPC contract, the BOT projects are typically a mindset of people who want to hold assets and who are expecting a yield or an IRR. So from that perspective, the viewpoint would be different for everybody. Anybody who's expecting a yield of approximately IRR of 15 to 16% would and with the accordingly the number stacks up, but they would be interested in bidding for such projects.
Okay. Thank you. I have more questions, but I'll go back in the queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financials Limited. Please go ahead.
What would be your order inflow guidance for FY24 and what was the inflow in the first 9 months?
So next year guidance is like, you know, we should be getting orders from Q2 onwards. And we expect at least 6,000 to 8,000 of order book adding next year.
And what has been the order inflow in nine months?
9 months, I'll just come back on this.
And guidance for the current year, FY24?
24, I'm not sure because now already we are in mid-Feb. So whatever have been built, once those bids open, we'll know how much we get. So around 13,000 crores of bids we are waiting for yet to open.
Okay. And sir, there was a sharp increase in interest cost on quarter-on-quarter basis from 52 crore to 62 crore in third quarter. So what was the reason for the same?
So, interest increase is basically one reason is we had taken a term loan from Aditya Birla Finance in September end, which was also in the last quarter financials, which had an impact of approximately 2.25 crores. And there was a one-off BG bank guarantee charges of 5 crores for an international project, which was accounted for in this quarter due to certain changes in the guarantees, which was a one-off.
Okay. And sir, what was the reason for the increase in the carry on the SBI Macquarie liability?
That was more of a commercial from their perspective. And as far as we were getting a protection on the total 1,526, it was what their ask was.
So for FY25, it would be 10%?
Yeah. It's not yet decided. It will be decided post 1st April.
Okay. And sir, lastly, what is the execution status for the water project in Maharashtra and the Mumbai?
So Mumbai project, after post-monsoon, has started well now. So we are in advanced stage of execution now.
Okay. And when is it expected to complete the project?
So this will take another 18 months to complete.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from IDBI. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my question. I have one question. So based on our outstanding order book of 14,000-odd crores, this is including inflows, what kind of revenue we can expect in FY25 to execute? Assuming probably order inflow will be muted sector-wise, so how do you see FY25 in terms of revenue based on the current book?
Current book, based on the current book, we should be flattish. But if we are able to bag orders in Q2, then definitely 15%-20% rise we can expect.
Okay. So largely, I mean, it could be like second half or probably like third, fourth quarter can be heavy. That's what we can say that, right?
Q2 onwards, we should start getting orders, and some order we may get even before this March end.
Okay. Yeah, sure. That's all from my side, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Saurabh Kumar Gujjar from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Yes. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just on the overseas order book, which is around 1,300 crores, what is the status about execution there? Which are the major projects comprising in this? And any tentative timelines when the execution starts or is going on?
So major project is Guyana, where we have completed around 36% of the job. And now, Q1 onwards, we'll have all the richer layers being done. So there'll be a good progress on that project going ahead. Bangladesh, we have started well. There is a land acquisition issue on 50% of the length. Balance 50%, we are progressing well, where all structures are completed and execution is in full swing. So once balance 9 km is released, we can see good progress next year. The third project, which we are doing for power distribution in West Africa and Benin, there the materials have been approved, and material supplies would start, and execution would start in Q1.
Okay. And just how much is the outstanding order book from these projects, Guyana and Bangladesh, out of the 1,300 crores?
That's the balance order book, which number you're talking about.
So for just these two projects out of the 1,300 crores, sorry, I would have missed the number.
These two are 1,100.
1,100. Okay. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Just few questions from my side. So firstly, if you can give what is the total equity requirement for all the HAM projects, and like how much have you already infused and how much is still pending?
So, the equity requirement for the major two projects, that is Bettadahalli Shivamogga and Basantpur-Shangodi, is approximately 191 crores.
Okay, and how much have you already infused from this?
So this is the balance required to be done from 1st January.
Okay, okay, got it. And so secondly, on the bid pipeline front, you said that we are looking at 95,000 crores in the road segment. So if possible, can you give some color on the other segments as well?
Other segment, bidding pipeline is not a committed kind of this thing. We have to look for different states, basically.
Okay, okay, that's okay. And, sir, what is the CapEx that we've done in Q3, and how much are we expecting for the full year then?
I'll just come back on that.
Okay, sure, sir. And just lastly, do we have any definitive timelines where you are closing, looking to close the Jaora-Nayagaon and the Chennai ORR deals?
So Jaora-Nayagaon is dependent on government NOC. So once that is received, should be happening in two to three months' time. Chennai ORR, it's more of a commercial process, may take a couple of months or more, depending on how the commercials go.
Okay, sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Next question is from the line of Jyoti Gupta from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
So my question is, the code of conduct will set in on the 25th of February 2024. Are we expecting, like, there was this, when we were talking to competition, apparently there is some 30,000-odd crores or maybe more of orders which may be offloaded before the code of conduct. What is your take on that?
We are participating in various bids.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, 13,000, where we have already participated, yet to open, and new bids are continuously coming.
Okay.
Participation is there in most of the bids.
Okay. And, so hopefully before the code of conduct, they should actually be awarding all these projects, isn't it? So is it like, during the code of conduct, they're not going to give out, they will not be awarding any projects between, maybe March to May, तक कोई भी award नहीं आएगा?
Award नहीं आएगा, but जो bidding करा सकते हैं, वो open नहीं करेंगे.
अच्छा, वो open नहीं करेंगे. Okay. Thank you, sir. That is all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhavin Vithlani from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I missed the number. You mentioned 5,800 crores is the project debt, and 1,100 is the standalone debt. Now, you received the money after the quarter ended for the sale of the asset. So, is the debt kind of reduced by that quantum commensurately?
Yeah, yeah. So that has typically gone into reducing the standalone working capital debt.
What was the project debt for that asset, which has reduced from the 4,800 crores of project debt held for sale?
200 crores.
Okay, that's it. The second is, in the standalone, we've seen a very significant increase in the finance cost for this quarter. Could you just help us, because when we look at on a YOY basis, the standalone debt has not gone up to the extent of the increase in the interest cost?
Yeah. So, on the, what do you call, finance cost, as I have already said now, so before, 5 crores is the impact of bank guarantee charges on guarantees given, which has been debited in this quarter for the international projects. And 2.5 crores is pertaining to Aditya Birla Finance, which was additional debt taken as of 30th September, which was taken somewhere around 27th September 2023. So, and the total impact of interest cost is a mix of interest on loans as well as interest on mobilization advance, which is accounted as a finance cost.
So on a weighted average basis for you, taking these exceptional items out, what is the underlying increase in the rate of interest as for the standalone business?
From year to year?
Yes, please.
This would be approximately 0.75 to 1%.
Okay, and what would it be currently at?
So CC limits would be in the range of 9.1 to 9.4.
The next question is also asked by the previous participant in terms of as the mix of NHI is expected to tilt towards the BOT projects, and we are also looking to sell these assets, but the timing is getting pushed out. Would you be open to taking these projects? And what's the kind of once the balance sheet frees up? What's the kind of potential capacity that will get released on the asset sale, so that just want to know that what is the quantum of BOT that as you as promoter will be comfortable taking on the next round of BOT.
So comfort wise, around 10,000 crores of BOT is not a challenge for us, because we will be having surplus capital once we monetize all the assets. So we'll be having enough equity for doing projects worth 10,000 crores, and we can always look for an investor partner right from the building stage for BOT projects. So our experience on BOT will definitely help us select proper project and execute them timely.
Understand. So you've been an early mover in the BOT, and I think the valuations that you are getting on the HAM is better in terms of time value of money from what you have got in the BOT projects. What are the learnings that you have incorporated, and along with that, if you could also talk about the competitive landscape, because that is equally important.
Yeah, competitive landscape would be there, but choosing the right project is very important. And NHI is also modifying their concession agreements continuously, which is helping the sector.
Okay.
So they are in discussion even for this round of BOT projects, where they are asking concessioners to give their comfort on various aspects. And they're open for modifying the agreement. If the agreements are like equally, as far as the risk is concerned, if they are equally placed, then definitely this could be a good sector to grow.
Understand. So that, and in terms of what's the learning that you had in the initial rounds that you've kind of taken a corrective action now, that maybe the same one, same
thing? Basically, study and selecting a proper corridor is very important. Understanding all the aspects, having carried out duty for last 15, 20 years, we are very much in control on the entire value chain now.
Understand. Could you talk about the kind of efforts that you're putting in terms of team sizes, the feet on ground in terms of handpicking the projects that you would want to bid, in terms of the traffic studies you've already done, so that it kind of where you can leapfrog in terms of the larger size as it comes in?
So we have all the in-house teams, and quite a big number is available in-house to do this. We are not applying or taking help of any external consultants for this. So design-wise, traffic-wise, all financial modeling wise, everything is in house.
Sure. Great. Yeah. Thank you so much for taking my questions.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Shyam Garg from Ladder Up. Please go ahead.
So my first question is pertaining to the CapEx. As we have mentioned that we will be spending around 60 to 100 crores for the next year in CapEx. What part would be for the maintenance CapEx and what part is growth CapEx?
See, all this CapEx is for EPC business. So it is all for whatever contracts are received. We keep on spending on machinery and equipment.
Okay. And so my second question is for the railways project that we are taking. There is particularly for the redevelopment projects, or what kind of projects are the basically put colors you are targeting in the near future?
So we are participating in highways, railways, power distribution, buildings and water. All these segments are focused for us. Wherever we are able to make our target margins, we are going to participate in that.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the follow-up. Sir, can you elaborate more on the 5 crore charge you talked about in the interest cost? So, which was the project and was our bank guarantee encashed?
No. So, this was a bank guarantee issued for Guyana project from Indian Bank Guarantee, which was to be replaced by a bond structure where the foreign bank which was involved in the transaction was not at the last moment refused to refund any bank guarantee charges they have taken for the next 2 years. So that had to be closed and that's the reason we replaced the bank guarantee with a bond and the charges were debited, which otherwise would have been carried and amortized over the next 2 years' time.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Hello. So I hope we have been able to answer most of your queries. We look forward to your participation in the next quarter. For any other further queries on this quarter results, you may contact SGA, our investor relation advisors, or us directly. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Anand Rathi Share and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your lines.